Welcome to yet another episode of Podcasting at LSD. You probably know who I am, so let me get straight to the point. A lot of students have come back to me asking, what should we be doing in the next 2 to 3 days? Let me try and answer this question with the medium of podcasting here. The day before the test is a very important day. Now make sure you don't exert yourself too much mentally and physically. Don't go overboard with cramming and mugging. What's done has been done. And one last day of slogging out and studying for 12 hours won't make the day for you. What you can do is probably do a limber up exercise on a maths or an English from your funda book or a 30-minute online test. Brush up a little about your maths formulas. Browse through either a legal funda book or a GK book. Do a little bit of revision if that gives you that confidence, if that makes you feel useful for the day before and gives you that psychological boost that you have been doing something all this while. But make sure you're not cramming and clinging onto your books to the last moment, which you're so used to and which is probably a de rigueur for your school exams. In fact, I would suggest you hide your books, especially your vocab word list, and go catch a movie. Catch a nice flick, Firm or a Rainmaker. Take a stroll in the park, go collect your thoughts, think about what you'll be doing, and remember that the next day is going to be a very important day of your life. But if it doesn't work out, it's not going to be the end of the world. Wrap all your physical activities early and go to sleep. Don't be up till late, burning the midnight lamp. Have a good 8 hours of beauty sleep. Again, I'm reiterating on what I said earlier. Carry a positive outlook. Look at this from a very positive frame of mind. Now, there are two ways to approach an exam. Either you look at existential possibilities. What if I don't make it? My life will be ruined. And the other way of looking at it is, what if I get through? My life is going to be beautiful for the next couple of years. And forever. Please don't make this the biggest deal of your life. It is not such a big deal. Take it easy. And as Paul Coelho says in The Alchemist, if you want something really, really badly, the whole world conspires to help you. I will leave you with this, but I will be back soon with some more of Osho Speak or Gyandhara, whatever you want to call it. Remember, you're as good as anyone else. In fact, you may just be better. Think about it.